Welcome to the Refuse to Lose Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about the story of Burn the Boat and why it's important to be all in. In the 1500s, there was a Spanish conquistador, Hernan Cortez. Cortez wanted to set out, sail across the Atlantic, and overtake the Aztecs. But this was a feat that no conquistador before him was able to do. So Hernan set out to get 400 of the best men, the best warriors to train for this, to sail across the ocean, which was no easy feat in itself, and then to go and overtake the Aztecs of Mexico. He found 400 men who were as passionate as he was, trained them, and then they sailed across the ocean. They get to the shore of Mexico. They get off the boats. The men are ready to go. They're looking at their leader, Cortez. They're expecting this big motivational speech. And he looks at them and says, "Burn the boat." Tammy, why did he tell them to burn the boat?
The way he looked at it, if they have that option, that ability to turn back, if the going got tough, they would probably flee. But his thought, if we burn the boat, there is no other option. My men will go fight to the death or till they gain the treasure. There was no other option.
So, what's the significance of Cortez not actually giving a motivational speech?
Well, I think, and we can tie this into athletics as well. I mean, a lot of coaches spend a lot of time giving motivational speech, which I'm not against. But when you're training for a feat and you've put this much time in it, I don't think you need that extra motivation, especially when your life's at stake.
The motivation should just be, let's go win this thing.
Let's go do something few people have never done few people have rarely done, if they ever have.
And so because they've done so much preparation and because they had such a clear task, clear goal ahead of them, that should be all the motivation they need, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Again, so now we're talking about an internal motivation as opposed to an external motivation. Of course, some goal probably doesn't hurt either. So why do we use this story of burning the boat for athletes? Why is it significant to them?
Well, obviously, the ending of the story is that they stormed the city, captured the gold, and then did take the Aztecs' boats back home while they all were very rich men. But I think when we put it in athletic terms, sometimes athletes show up at an event ready for the season or at a big game, but they carry those little excuses in their pocket just in case they run into obstacles that they don't want to overcome, or having those excuses in their back pocket, I like to call it.
What are some of those excuses?
Well, we would have won, but the refs. Well, I just didn't play well today. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Or I was just off today. Well, if you put it in terms of battle, there is no time. There's no time to have a day off, a play off. And I think if we train our athletes to start thinking like that, know that their life isn't at stake. But if you can get them to think of that, there is no other option. We have to go into this battle with no option. We can't retreat. We can't turn around.
I'm thinking about how these conquistadors must have stepped on to the shore in Mexico. And they probably didn't step in saying, "Gosh, I hope we beat the Aztecs."
Well, I hope not.
They must have stepped in to say, "We are going to annihilate them." And I think sometimes as athletes, we step into a game going, "Gosh, I hope I play good today," or "Gosh, I hope we do well today," or "Gosh, I hope we win," as opposed to, "I'm going to play well and we are going to dominate, and we are going to play our best." And if your best is good enough, then you'll win the game, but it's about playing your best.
And I think that's a great point that you bring up there. And I think, again, that's where the burning of the boats. They probably were scared. We show up at games scared. But it's, how do you handle that? What do you do about it? And I think the significance of burning the boats was burning their fears and doubts at the same time. Burning it all, leaving it, and now we're just going to go do our job. And And I think athletes have to learn to do that as well. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to have doubts. But when you step into the battlefield, you better have burned them.
And the preparation going into that probably played a big role in their intrinsic motivation, knowing that they had put so much effort into preparing for this, that when they got there, their intrinsic motivation must have been pretty high based off of that preparation. And when you burn the boat, you're not going to waste any of that preparation now.
It's probably, I believe there's a strong correlation between preparation and commitment. The harder you prepare, the more energy that you put into training for something, the more committed you're going to be. I'm sure there's a few exceptions, but the majority of us, the more time, more investment we have, the more committed we're going to be. They've committed themselves to training. They've committed themselves to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Do they want to really return home in their boats without any treasure?
That's a long way to go. So, you referred there about being all in. And how do you get to be all in? And you imagine that these 400 men who had this lofty goal in front of them, you had to be all in just to even take on the challenge. And then to do all the preparation. And then even just accomplishing the feat of crossing the Atlantic in the 1500s was pretty high level of commitment there. And so all in. And so how do athletes become all in a non-war situation, in the metaphorical war of the season?
Well, I think there's several factors to make sure you're all in. First of all, you have to have passion. You have to want it. These conquistadors, thank you.
¿No hablas español?
Sí. They had to have some passion to do what they were doing. It was going to be a hard, grueling journey, much less the training, much less actually going and fighting the Aztecs who had not lost. Same with athletes. If we're not passionate about it, we're probably not going to reach a high level. So I think the first thing is you have to be passionate about what you're doing. The second thing is making that commitment to not only your training, but to your team. I'm committed to this team. I'm not retreating because I'm committed to the person beside of me. And when you want to play for that teammate beside of you, when you want to give everything you have for your team, it just raises the strength of the team up another notch.
That's a great point of the... They must have been tremendous teammates to each other because they were all in.
Exactly. And the last point with being all in is your thoughts and self-talk. If you're not all in and you have these doubts that are constantly getting in the way, you're not going to be able to achieve it. So I'm sure they had to learn. I'm sure people told him, you're crazy. Why are you training to do this? You're crazy to go across the ocean. I'm sure some of them, when they landed, were thinking, what the heck am I doing here?
I'm crazy. They were right.
Exactly. But in order to be successful, they had to push those doubts away and replace them with positive, productive thoughts. Was I there then and know that they did that? No. But anyone to achieve a high level, some kind of significant feat, you have to have the passion. You have to be committed to what you're doing and to your team. And then you have to control your self-thoughts.
And when you burn the boat, you eliminate the ability to even have those self-thoughts because there's no longer this, I'm scared, maybe we should retreat. Hey, Johnny, let's go get back on the boat. It's, well, if we want to go back, we got to go fight them because they're the ones with the boats now. Uh-huh. And that takes away the ability to have self-doubt. Absolutely. So how can coaches and how can athletes add this strategy to their mental toolbox, Tammy?
Well, I want to challenge, and I'm glad you said coaches as well, because I think this is very important for coaches, is that they train and compete with the all-in mentality. They don't carry the just-in-case excuse in their back pocket, or they don't have another option in their back pocket, that they're 100% committed to the task, to their team at hand.
So we want to get out there, and we want to burn the boats. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com. Follow Refuse to Lose Coaching on Twitter at r2lcoaching. If you are interested in having Coach Tammy Matheny speak to your team or organization, contact her via the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com.